Sometimes people are too chatty in the morning, and according to the coffee gods, it's okay to kill those people. Slowly. Ruthie's secret thoughts. Ruthie. Shit, fucking hell. I growled as I ran from my car to the convenience store where I worked. The convenience store was one of three in the city of Benton, Louisiana, and I happened to work at the one in the harsher side of town. But I liked it. My boss gave me the hours I wanted. I could go to school, and I could still work at my other job at Halligan's and Handcuffs, seeing as it was the job that made me the most money. Sterling and his two brothers, foster care brothers, not club member brothers, came in every 3 days before they worked out. Each would grab an energy drink. A Monster for Sterling, and Nose for his two brothers, and two Gatorades apiece. Only ever in the red. No blue, orange, or yellow for those guys. Then, they'd take turns paying. I'd gathered over the last half a year that the middle brother was a baseball player, and the other two supported him during workouts and practice. Or at least, when Sterling was here, he did. He'd been deployed about 5 months ago, and had just returned 2 weeks ago. And I'd miss my time to see him if I didn't hurry. Shit! I stepped in a puddle of water, saturating my pants leg all the way up to my knee. Damn it, I growled, hitching my bag over my shoulder once more and walking quickly. I didn't run, though, not once I hit the slick black top near the pumps. It always seemed to gather oil and the likes, and when it rained, it became like a slip and slide. I'd seen no less than 15 people bust their asses over the last 6 months that I'd worked there. I told my boss that it was a hazard and that one day someone would sue, but all he could say to that was, "Let them. Then they can have this place and I wouldn't have to deal with my mother-in-law anymore." I breathed a sigh of relief when my feet hit the sidewalk that would lead me inside the store and shivered violently when a bolt of lightning came down out of the sky and seemed to practically touch the tip of a 6-foot pole that was just to the left of where I'd parked my car. "Holy hell," I said in awe. I'd always been interested in meteorology. I was just not smart enough to go that route when I had the chance. At 32, I was well on the way to middle-aged, and there just wasn't time to go anywhere in life anymore.
"You're late,"
my boss, Dane, growled at my side. I gasped and jumped, covering my face in reflex. Not because I thought he'd hit me, but because it was simply just a reaction. Something that had been ingrained in me since I was a young kid, living in a foster home full of kids that like to beat you up for the hell of it. Dane didn't take offense to my maneuverings, only nodded at me, staying where he was so he wouldn't scare me any more than he already had. "Hey," I said, "my car's a bitch in the rain." Dane smiled.
"You should get a new one. You can afford it now."
I could, but I didn't want to waste my hard-earned money that I was saving to buy a house on a car. That wouldn't be practical. I mean, I already had a car that worked. What was the point in getting something new? I know, you've been telling me that every day for a month. I just don't want to get a new car," I said. "I'm saving up for a house." In reality, I was saving up for a house that I could pay outright, seeing as everyone in this stupid town thought that I wasn't good enough to be here. Apparently, they looked upon a convicted killer with vehemence. My husband, Bender, had been a real asshole. He liked to beat me when he drank, beat me when he didn't drink, beat me when he was mad, beat me when I looked at him funny, beat me when I forgot to wash his uniform. If you could think it up, Bender beat me for it. He literally hated everything about me. But he'd knocked me up when I was 18, and his parents had made him do the right thing. And he'd hated that. He wanted to marry another woman. Had had his sights on Lily Brienne, my best friend since I was 12. I hadn't known that, though. Lily and I had gone through a lot together. We'd been in the same foster home until we were 18 and kicked out since our foster mother was no longer under any obligations to allow us to stay there. Plus, she wasn't getting...